With just 2 weeks left before Hawaii public schools reopen, the state teachers union is calling for the date to be pushed back. The union says critical questions about safety are still unanswered. They may have allies in the lieutenant governor and the state health director. They say if schools feel like they aren't ready to open, they shouldn't. The Hawaii State Teachers Association doesn't have confidence in the DOE plan to return students to the classroom. They want the August 4th reopening date pushed back. Here's HSTA President Corey Rosenlee.
We are 2 weeks away from our buildings being open to students, yet critical questions still are unanswered. Educators are still confused and unclear about the measures needed to open up our schools. We need to take our time and get things right.
One of HSTA's main concerns is a lack of details from the health department on closing the schools if students or teachers become infected by COVID-19. The DOE plan talks about creating Ohana bubbles within the school. That means keeping the same groups of children together to limit contact with others and make contact tracing easier. But teachers are concerned about the school's ability to maintain these bubbles, especially when sports and extracurricular activities resume in mid-August. The teachers union also wants more safety and distance learning training for teachers before students return to classes. Some schools offer training for teachers over the summer, but it was optional. Health Director Bruce Anderson says a readiness assessment tool for schools from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is in line with his department's recommendations. He's expecting more CDC guidance later this week that he will pass on to the DOE. But he adds that schools should only reopen if they feel prepared.
If the schools aren't 100% ready to open by August 4th, we can't support that opening. The schools have to be ready. The disease levels have to be down to a point that's acceptable before we can support that. If they're not ready, that leaves only three options. I think they either have to push back the start date for the entire system, or they could adjust it by complex area. Each area may be ready at different times, or they may be able to open schools on a school-by-school basis as each school becomes ready. That's for the DOE to figure out how to best open the schools.
He says the health department is still calculating the number of COVID-19 cases that would trigger the shutdown of schools. That information is expected this week. Lieutenant Governor Josh Green says the health department needs to give the teachers clear answers about the reopening this week, or the August 4th date will be jeopardized. He says the state can't be asking teachers to be exposed to a very infectious virus without the information they're asking for. A spokesperson from the DOE says that as of now, schools will still reopen on August 4th, but the department is willing to revise the plan should the situation call for it. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.